ML Nation, episode 113.
Daily mindset training is key. If you cannot work on your mindset, you cannot do this business. You have to work on your mind daily, because at the end of the day, Simon, this is definitely a lot of work. I mean, the word work is in network marketing.
If you want to be successful, you just have to copy what MLM leaders do. Welcome to MLM Nation, presented by your host, Simon Chaz, where you'll learn strategies, secrets, and inspiring stories from today's top MLM income earners.
MLM Nation, this is Simon Chan, and I'm fired up to bring our special guest today, Dawn Ferrantino. Dawn, are you ready to make it happen?
I am, Simon. Thank you so much.
Dawn Ferrantino is a mother of two teenage boys and an accountant for 27 years. She only recently discovered network marketing just 3 years ago. But thanks to MLM, in this short time frame, Dawn's not only be able to retire from her corporate job, but also help her husband leave his job as well. Dawn, I've given MLM Nation just a brief intro, but please share more about your background and how you came across network marketing.
Absolutely, Simon. Thank you so much. So as you stated, I was an accountant for 27 years. Went to college and not really knowing what I wanted to do, I decided since I love numbers, I was going to pursue a career in accounting. I left college working for a very large, big accounting firm and decided it was time to start a family. So I went to a smaller firm and eventually went to a nonprofit to try to still get some balance of life and family and work. And it still really wasn't working. I was still struggling with my income, but I had a little bit more flexibility. So at the time I was introduced to network marketing, I was actually working two jobs. I was working a full-time job and a part-time job, which had quite a bit of flexibility, but didn't have the income that I was accustomed to. So I was introduced to network marketing by an old high school friend, Alexis Romano, who had introduced me actually to the products at first. And the ironic thing is, Simon, I knew that there was a business opportunity attached. Didn't really know what network marketing was, but knew there was a way to earn income, and I wanted nothing to do with it. I was actually so strong about it that I told her if she was going to ever ask me to sell any of these products that I was going to be using, I would block her on Facebook. So it was, it was really, really, really strong about that. I was working so much. My kids played travel sports. We were traveling all over the country numerous times during the year. I volunteered at my school. I volunteered at consignment shops. I volunteered all over. I ran a baseball organization. So I personally didn't think I had the time. And I honestly didn't think I was a salesman, because accountants are very quiet introverts. They just like to push their pencils and stay behind an office door. So that's how I was introduced to network marketing, simply by requiring some products that my old high school friend had. And then the rest is just history.
Wow. And ML Nation, the old high school friend that Dawn's talking about is Alexis Romano, a really fantastic leader, a seven-figure earner. She's been on ML Nation. That's episode 43. Her sister's been on there as well, Tara Romano. If you haven't checked it out, definitely check it out. I think her sister, Tara Romano, was episode 55. Definitely go back and listen to those. So getting back to you, Dawn, so what changed? You went from like telling Alexis, hey, if you bring this up, I'm going to unfriend you, to jumping in. What happened?
Well, what happened is the products that I was on helped me physically. So people started to ask me some questions about what I was doing. And at the beginning, I had no problem referring them to Alexis. It was, you know, an honor to do that. I knew that she would help them. But I had a couple people that they were just adamant that they weren't calling the stranger. They weren't going to ask her for help. If I couldn't help them, then they weren't going to do anything about it. So I really knew that, number one, my friends and family deserved to feel as good as I felt. But number two, I was an accountant struggling financially. So I said, let me at least look at the compensation plan, because if it made sense, I was going to jump in on it. I didn't expect it to go where it did, honestly, as quick as it did. But I did know that if it made sense, I would help my friends. I would do whatever was required to learn it. And I would bring in some extra income to at least maybe just get my products paid for. That was probably my biggest goal, was just to return the income I needed to have my products paid for.
Well, so once you got started, did you have challenges, or was it pretty quick? Because you have amazing success. In 3 years, you'd be able to both retire, you and your husband. Did you have any challenges when you first got started? Or it was pretty easy already because you had these people who wanted to buy products from you?
At the beginning, my success with my network marketing business actually did grow pretty quickly. I definitely did everything required. I put myself out there on so many occasions. I called everybody I knew. I had launch parties at my house constantly. I knocked on neighbors' doors. So I definitely, when I do something, Simon, I do it 200%. Like there's no half doing it. So I knew I was going to get my products paid for, but I didn't realize the hard work I was putting into it was actually going to create an amazing income for me very quickly. So the challenge at the beginning was that I was still working two jobs. I was still traveling all around the entire country for my kids. I was still volunteering. And now I had this huge network marketing business. I mean, in the first, I think it was 8 months, I was able to earn six figures and I was surpassing my full-time and part-time income together. So I think the biggest challenge at the beginning was I didn't know how to balance things. And I also didn't include at the very beginning my family as much in the vision of what network marketing was, because I don't think I really knew because it grew so fast. So the challenges were balancing life between my home and my business and my jobs, because I was still working all these jobs, and really figuring out what I wanted, you know, what I wanted to do, because this business was amazing. And I was watching my friends and family transform physically, you know, financially, emotionally, everything. And then I had this job that I loved what I did, but it wasn't serving me and it wasn't serving others. So I think the biggest challenge I had was really having to sit down and learn how to balance my life and how to include my family in the bigger picture, because I wasn't around all the time anymore. I was building a business, and you know, mom wasn't at every single baseball game anymore, or dinner may not have been made every single night, or maybe the house didn't get clean 1 week. So it was a little challenging for them to understand because they weren't involved in it. So I had to take a step back and rebalance my life. I think that's probably the biggest challenge that I had.
Did you ever get any resistance or negativity from them because like mom's not around anymore? Did you ever get that?
Absolutely. Yeah. And that's a good point, Simon. And I do share that when I share my story, actually, you know, for the team or even sometimes even on stage, because I think it's important for people out there to know that sometimes this is not an easy thing at the beginning, especially with your loved ones. And at the beginning, I would probably say it's not that I didn't have support. I don't like using that word, but I didn't have understanding. So it was, you know, I would get to a game and they would say, "Mom, you missed like my great hit," or I wouldn't be home one night and, you know, maybe it was, "You're not home again," or "You're traveling again." I mean, at one point I was traveling so much, and it was for my own. It was a lot of mindset traveling because I knew I required a different mindset. So I was going to different events that had nothing to do with my company, and they didn't get it. So I would definitely say that at the beginning, there was a lot of, I don't know if resistance is the right word. It was definitely not understanding. And sometimes there was a lot of confrontation. And, you know, that's really where I had to take a step back and say, I need to include them in my vision. And I need to include them in my why I'm doing this. Not include them. They've always were included mentally. I meant physically sit them down, explain to them what this is about, how this is not changing just my life, what it's going to mean for us in the future, the legacy I'm creating for my kids. The fact that they can go to school, the fact that they, you know, can go to school free of debt, that they can go to school and be able to have an amazing life outside of this business as well, because I didn't want it to bring them down. So now they're all in my business with me, but my mistake was not including them from day one in that vision and in that goal or that legacy that I was creating.
Yeah, I know a lot of listeners can relate to that because obviously you're very excited and you're a go-getter because you went 200% in and you push yourself outside the comfort zone. But I think sometimes you get so excited about it that, that's probably one of your strengths and weaknesses, right? Your strength is you're 200%, you're all in, but you're so all in that you forgot about your family. And so you sat them down. So when did the transition where they got the buy-in, that like you shared the vision? How many months into the business did it happen?
It was actually a while because at the beginning, even though I was very successful quickly, it really wasn't impacting them so much at the beginning. It started really with the traveling. And I would say about a year after I was in it, because I was also then going back and forth with leaving my job. And my husband and I have both worked since we were 15 years old. Actually, I've worked younger as a home caregiver for an elderly family and a babysitter. So I was working since I was probably 12 or 13. But we were working our entire lives. So to even bring up the fact that I think I'm going to leave this great job that I have was really hard for my husband to comprehend and understand. So it was, I think at that point that I had to really bring them in and show them the bigger picture and show them what it was about. I think at the beginning I treated this business like a job. And I say that in the sense that I was always a hard worker at my careers. Whatever the job was that I had to do, I got it done. So that's how I was treating this. Like I was just getting it done. It didn't matter who I was hurting. It didn't matter what I was neglecting. It didn't matter what paths I had to go through. And when I say hurting, I mean my family not being around. Obviously, I'm not hurting people in the network marketing industry. But it was just I had to get this job done. And when I took a step back and I learned how to meditate and I learned how to really take deep breaths and focus more on visualization, I really, really, really took a different turn in my business. It was more fun. It was enjoyable. It wasn't a job anymore. It was exciting. It was rewarding. The one thing I teach my team constantly, Simon, is your reward is never, ever, ever in the end result. It's in the journey. And I missed that mark. So at the beginning, I didn't realize that. My reward was always what the result was going to be at the end. So I had to take a step back. And I had to learn that the reward is always in the journey. What you learn from anything that you do in life is what your reward is going to be. That result just happens to be the result that you get from the reward of the journey.
So, what did you change in terms of like you were all out for the first year, and then you said you have a better balance. Did you travel less? Did you work the business less? What are some changes you made?
I don't know if I definitely didn't work my business less, but I managed it differently. Hmm. So I learned how to use online scheduling. So my team knows that they can't contact me without making an appointment. I was always available. So my team knew that if they needed me, even my clients, if they needed me, they could text me, they could call me, they could message me on Facebook, they could email me anytime, any day. I had my phone with me 24/7 and I never put it down because, again, I was always taught that if you're doing a job, you have to make sure that you're always accountable for your stuff. So I think the biggest change or shift for me was learning how to balance my life and using a planner. When I really invested, and I always had a planner, but I will admit I didn't use it how it should be used. When I sat down and used a planner, planned out my day, my week in advance is planned out. Even my month, if I have activities I know about, they're in there. My non-negotiables are in there. I used to take my phone with me to the gym. Now it comes with me, but it's in my gym bag. And I would answer calls in the middle of working out. Nope, now they have to wait. So it's about balancing life a little bit different. So I wouldn't say that I stopped building my business slower. Absolutely not. I think it's just a matter of balancing. We also have a great mentor in our company who has an amazing life balancing class, and I did invest in that, and I actually took that quite a few times because that was my biggest struggle, was learning how to balance.
I love that you're sharing that because I think, like you said, you're not working less. But a lot of times the stuff that you do, like answering calls right away, those calls do not need to be answered. And I know you use a very good tool, and we want to include this in the show notes page. You know, ML Nation, Dawn was sharing that setting up meetings, and actually – it's the same thing I use to schedule meetings. I use a tool called Calendly. You're using Schedule Ones. And the average meeting takes, I think, 7 or 8 correspondents to set up. And just think about all the waste of time, the text messages back and forth, the emails back and forth. But Dawn uses a tool very good. And actually, her thing is that you meetme.so/Dawn Ferrantino. And if you want to set up a meeting, just click there and boom, it's right there. A webpage comes up. It shows you what time she's available. And so just using tools like this, ML Nation, has allowed Dawn. She's not working less, but she's working way smarter now. And also just, you know, I was laughing, you know, smiling almost. Like when you talk about, you know, the gym and then the phone rings, you could be on a treadmill and you're picking up that call. And we've all been there, right? And you think about it, it's really ridiculous. We're not, the phone call quality is not that good. And the workout quality gets way less either. So thank you for sharing that, Dawn. And you like that tool, right? Schedule Once.
Oh, I love that tool. I think it's amazing. I mean, it's a great way to and you can actually buy all different, you know, packages with it. So you can download your reports, who you spoke to for the week, for the month. So again, it's about organization. I'm an accountant, so I know what's required at the end of the year for taxes. So I want to know what who I spoke with during the year or during the month and have them as documentation too on what I'm doing in my business. So I love Schedule Once, and that's how anybody can reach me. It's a link on my email. It's a link on my Facebook. People know that they can reach me by just clicking that link and booking an appointment.
Awesome. And we will include that in the show notes page. Now, can you kind of switch gears right now? Take us to the worst moment you had in the business, your toughest time, your worst moment where most people are fail, you know, will quit, but you kept on going.
Wow. Okay. So I think the worst moment in my business was when at the beginning, as I said, my business grew really, really quickly and I was able to help a lot of people do what I was doing at the beginning. And all of a sudden they all just kind of went away. It's like, where are you guys going? So I remember taking a team picture of my first team training that I had, and there was five of us, and that's great. I mean, it's your first team training. I was in it a few months. I had five great friends. They were all really close to me, and you know, they were neighbors or moms of the baseball team. And then I took a picture just recently. I just shared this again on Facebook actually recently. And I took another team picture where there was, you know, hundreds of us. And there was only one person from that team of five that was still in that picture today. So I think at the beginning, the challenging thing was that my friend, I took everything personally. I took it to heart. I had attachments. I didn't want anybody to go anywhere. Why don't you want to stay with me? I mean, it was really, really hard at the beginning to learn NPIB, nothing personal in business. I had to plant these little four letters all over my computer, all over my bathroom mirror, because I took everything personally. If somebody didn't join me, it was because I didn't say the right thing. If somebody left me, it's because I didn't help them enough. So I had to really say NPIB, NPIB. All day long, I just embedded that in my head. So that probably was my biggest challenge, is not learning how to let go quickly. I hired a success coach that drastically helped me with that. Without him, I probably would still be having emotional attachments. But I think that was my biggest challenge, was just not letting go of people quick enough and keeping them, you know, linked to me, thinking this is going to change. They're going to get it one day. They're going to see it one day, and not meeting people where they're at.
So once you learned that, not letting emotions get in the way, did your business, that's when your business really took off? Was there another like kind of light bulb moment that happened?
My business definitely started to take off when I hired Jeffrey Combs as my success coach. And when I hired him, my business definitely took off. But I think my aha moment, I was thinking about this the other day, was probably, I think it was January 2014. That was one of our company events. And I went to this company event alone. I was doing the business just over a year, and I was at this event by myself. We had had a company event prior, about maybe 6 months prior, and I had a couple people, still not a lot. And my mentor, Alexis Romano, she was actually invited to sit in the front row. She had a reserved seat in the front row at this event, and she got to bring a guest, and she invited me down to sit in the front row with her. And I was immersed. I was obsessed. I was tranquilized. I mean, just mesmerized by what was going on and hearing the stories and being upfront like that. And I remember leaving that event and I said, there is no reason I can't be in this front row next year. There is no reason I can't be on stage getting one of these awards next year. I am no different than them. They are no different than me. And I began to visualize it. I visualized myself on stage. I visualized myself sitting in the front row. It was actually becoming a picture in my brain rather than just building a business. Like, I don't think I was ever visual until that moment. The very next company event, 6 months later, I was actually invited to sit in the front row of our company event so I could be recognized by our founder of the company. I also received three awards and was recognized on stage at that event. So that was the aha moment, was when my mind began to shift to looking at things visually rather than just building a business. I never pictured things, I guess you could say, in my mind. That was definitely my aha moment.
Now, let's share another story. What would you consider your proudest moment in network marketing?
You know, I have so many. I mean, the lives I've helped, the moms I've been able to help stay home. You know what? Let's do this one. My proudest moment, I think, in MLM was when I was able to bring my husband home. I was always helping others create their own freedom. And my mission, I actually have a mission, it's written out, is to free all moms and dads to be able to come home and stay home with their children, because I missed all that. When I was, you know, working, my kids were 6 weeks old when I went back to work, and I missed their first steps and their first words, and I missed everything. I missed their parties at school, and you know, waking up in the morning with them for their birthdays because I'm dropping them off at the sitter at 6:30 in the morning. So that was definitely proud of me to be able to help all these moms now stay home. But my biggest moment was bringing my husband home. When we made the decision that my husband was now going to stay home, it was this huge weight that was just lifted. He had always worked, as I said earlier, many, many years, but he was in this specific industry for 30 years. And it's a very cutthroat industry. They get very little time off. They have to work a lot of hours. I mean, sometimes 50 hours or more a week. He would even risk his life sometimes in the snow to get to the location because they're required as managers to get there no matter what the weather is, even when the governor shuts the state down. So it was really, really hard watching him go to work and knowing that I could keep him home with what I was doing. So we made the decision that it was time that he came home. And I think that seeing him that very first day, the first Monday, that he didn't have to set his alarm clock, it was priceless, Simon. I mean, we live in New Jersey and we get a lot of snow. I am so excited. As much as I hate snow, I am so excited for the first snowstorm when I can roll over and look at him and say, you don't have to go to work today and shovel out the parking lot. Hmm. So that is really, I think, my most proudest moment is getting him home. He's worked so hard his whole life and he deserves to see his son's games, and he deserves to just be able to be free. And freedom is anything anybody describes it to be, but it also means time freedom. And that's important right now for us.
Now, you've had amazing success. You talk about your husband, you've been able to retire your husband, and you retired in 3 years. Most distributors struggle. And you never had a – did you have network marketing experience before this?
I had none. I didn't even know really what it was.
Yeah, you were about to unfriend Alexis because of that. So so why – how come you achieved the success so quickly while a lot of people struggle? I think I know the reason why. I'm interested to hear from your words.
Sure. So I think that my success was definitely based on consistency, skills that I learned. I didn't have them. I mean, I definitely had to learn them. And, you know, I remember Alexis telling me when I first got started in this business that it didn't matter whether I was, you know, enrolling one person or 1,000, that it was a business. And I treated it like a business, even though I said I treated it like a job, but I treated it like a business, meaning I was going to do what was required no matter what my financial income goal was. So I created the habits. I didn't have them. I created them. I learned the skills. Alexis definitely helped me with the skills. I plugged into everything. I went to every single event. If there was an event, nobody had to tell me twice I was there. If there was a team call, I was on it. So I just plugged in and did everything required. I read at least, I don't even know, dozens of books a year. I listen to podcasts. I mean, yours is one of them that's on my favorites. You know, just click a podcast daily mindset training is key. If you cannot work on your mindset, you cannot do this business. You have to work on your mind daily, because at the end of the day, Simon, this is definitely a lot of work. I mean, the word work is in network marketing. But it doesn't have to feel like work. It could be when you're building yourself and you're building your mind, the compensation plan becomes a benefit. Because as I've grown and I've helped others grow, and I see a difference and a change in me personally, once again, that reward that we talked about, the financial end of it, yeah, that's just a benefit because I've grown so much in this. So that's, I think, the biggest thing is really the mindset and leaving your ego at the door. Listen, you got to check that ego. It's not about you. It's about others. And it's about, you know, learning how to work as a team. And it's learning how to create duplication, how to create systems that you can duplicate down. If this was a job, I'd have to manage it. And I don't have the time and I don't want to manage it. I want to know that what I am doing, my team is doing, and what my team is doing, their teams are doing, because it's about duplication. So we have great systems in place. We have great duplication in place, and letting go of people quickly that don't follow that duplication in systems has helped not only myself grow, but my team grow as well.
Fantastic. And you also had mentioned you had hired a coach, and that was Jeffrey Combs, correct?
Yes.
Yeah, ML Nation, Jeffrey Combs is fantastic. He's actually been on ML Nation episode 63. So definitely you can check him out. That was actually an awesome episode. And he's actually worked with a lot of the top leaders, including Alexis Romano, who Dawn has been keeping some referring. So definitely check out Jeffrey Combs, episode 63. So as we go towards the end of the show, Dawn, some really quick questions to pick your brain. And the first one, I'm actually really interested because you do so much self-development, is what is one of your favorite success quotes that motivates you?
You know, I found this success quote, and I don't know who wrote it, but I wrote it down when I saw it. I think it was actually like on a picture on Instagram or something, and it said unknown, but it didn't matter to me because it really hit home. And it said, success isn't just about what you accomplish in your life. It's about what you inspire others to do. Mm. So, I mean, it's, again, this is about inspiring. It's about inspiration. The success is not just about the money. It's about inspiring others. So that's what I love. Success isn't just about what you accomplish in your life. It's about what you inspire others to do.
Awesome. And you're definitely inspiring millions of people here on ML Nation. So thank you again for being on the show.
Thank you so much for having me. This was an absolute honor, Simon.
What's one habit that's helped you become successful?
I think the biggest habit is staying organized. Using a planner. I use a planner, like I said before, daily. I plan out my week. I plan out my month, my year if I have to. Excuse me. So I definitely think that the biggest habit I have is sticking to it, not straying from it, and having definitely not only dedicated blocks of time, because I did build my business in 15-minute increments when I first started. That is not typical, but that's what I had to do because of how busy I was with my life. So now using the planner, it helps me be able to balance my time a little bit better. So the biggest habit that anybody can do is consistency, persistence, and also very, very, very smart planning.
What's the best piece of advice you ever received?
The best advice I received, and you know, I know that he has said this to so many mentors in my team, but it really is the best advice you can ever hear from anyone, was Jimmy Smith and our team had said to us, the only way to fail in this business is to quit. And there are so many times that you hit a wall kicking moment, or that you say, why isn't this happening fast enough? Or why is my business going down? Because, you know, we all know in network marketing, your business is going to fluctuate. Is this going to work? And, you know, these are definitely things that cross your mind at the beginning, maybe not so much now, obviously, but at the beginning, you don't really know what to expect. And I remember many times not wanting to quit. That's definitely not what I wanted to do, but just saying, like, is this where it stops? I mean, is this as far as I'm going to go? And maybe I shouldn't put the effort in that I've always put in. And I remember him saying, the only way to fail in this business is to quit. And if I quit doing what I was doing, not necessarily quit the business, I wouldn't continue to grow. So that's my favorite advice I can give anybody that was given to me a long time ago by Jimmy Smith.
What's your favorite prospecting tool? So say you have a prospect that's interested in the business. Do you give out samples? Do you use a newsletter, a magazine? Do you do a webinar, or do you send a link to online video? What do you like to use?
I think for the business side, my favorite tool is definitely our videos. We have amazing videos with our company, and stories. We have thousands of stories, and one of those stories will always resonate with someone that I'm on the phone with. So the stories that we have, as well as videos, I will send them.
What's one of your favorite apps? I know we had talked about, or online resource. We did. I know we talked about Schedule once, but do you have anything else that you use, like Evernote, a Dropbox, or an app on your phone that you could recommend?
I don't really have any other apps that I use. I use the online schedule, or the scheduling once, rather. I do use, obviously, Facebook as a resource for not only myself, but also for prospects. I have a fan page as well within my Facebook also that I use. I do use Dropbox, but I use it more for my coaching that I have. I have also an NLP coach, and I have a Dropbox set up specifically with him. So it's not like a public Dropbox. So no, I think the biggest app that I use is the Schedule once.
What's one book you could recommend to ML Nation?
There's many. Once again, I read a lot. And I think that the number one book, it might be a little overwhelming at the beginning, is Think and Grow Rich. And I think that if you read a little bit of it every single day, and then you read it again when you finish it, and then again when you finish it, and even a fourth time, it'll definitely start to change your mindset about money and about yourself as well. So even though at the beginning, when I first bought that book, I actually said, wow, this is a big book. I don't know if I can do this book right now. Let me get a smaller one. And when I dedicated and committed to reading it, it was the best book I ever read. So I think Think and Grow Rich should definitely be in everyone's library.
And ML Nation, I know you love audio, so if you haven't already, you can get amazing free audiobook like Think and Grow Rich at MLMNationBook.com. That is MLMNationBook.com. So, Dawn, here's the last question, the million-dollar question. Are you ready?
I'm ready.
Before we go to the million-dollar question, ML Nation, I know you want to grow your business, and I know you want to earn more income. So that's why I want to share with you something that will instantly help your business and increase your income. You already know the importance of sponsoring. And if you can't sponsor, the fact is you simply won't earn any real income in network marketing. Sponsoring is so important. And that's why I'm inviting you to a free training that will change your business forever. I want you to check out my free sponsoring workshop webinar, where you're going to learn how to invite more prospects, overcome the objections, and sponsor more distributors. You can register for this free training at www.sponsoringworkshop.com. Again, that's sponsoringworkshop.com. If you like these podcasts for ML Nation and these trainings, you'll find this free webinar even more helpful. This is the training that helped me earn over $1 million in MLM and giving me the residual income so I can be a stay-at-home dad with my kids. And also have the time to give back and produce these ML Nation podcast episodes for you. This is the training, the skills that help me become successful in network marketing. And you're going to learn this at this free sponsoring workshop webinar. So here's some of the things you'll learn and get. You're going to get the first step you must take before you even talk to your contact list. You're going to discover the three type of prospects and how you must talk to them differently. Okay, not all prospects are the same. They're different. You also get my proven cold market scripts that'll help you convert strangers into prospects. These are the things that helped me. I mean, I didn't sponsor 200 people in a year, but I sponsored over 80-something people in 1 year. How would your business grow if you sponsored 80 people in a year? You also learn how to get prospects to overcome the objections. So listen to your presentations. You know, an MLM objection, how to, you know, I don't have any money. So you're going to discover, you're going to learn all those things. And also, the best part is you get my famous six-figure close. So you can sign up prospects. And this is the same script, why it's a six-figure close, because I used it to sign up one of my party friends. This guy was a party animal, and I used that six-figure close, and he joined, and now he's a diamond director and earns me a six-figure passive income just from one person. And so you'll get the same six-figure close on this free webinar. So anyway, enough of what you learned. What you really need to do now is register right now or write this website down. It's at www.sponsoringworkshop.com. Okay, sponsoringworkshop.com. This free webinar is offered 3 different days. That's the cool part. This is 3 different days at 4 different times. So that anyone around the world, because I know ML Nation, you guys are global, you can listen to it. And even better, if you don't have the patience, you want it immediately, there's an option. If you go to sponsoringworkshop.com, there's an option to watch it now immediately. So you can watch it right now and learn. So start learning the skills that help me build $1 million MLM business and go to sponsoringworkshop.com. So look forward to seeing the training. So now you know about something that's going to help you. I have to share that with you. Let's go back to the show and to the million-dollar question. Here's the million-dollar question. Imagine you had to start all over again and you knew no one. So you didn't know your 2 boys. You didn't know your husband. You didn't know Alexis. You had no one. But you had all your current knowledge, skills, and wisdom. What's the first thing you do to find prospects and build an MLM business from scratch?
Oh, wow. Okay. So I think the first thing that I would do, if I had to start all over again, is I would reach out, because now I'd be out of my comfort zone. So I would reach out to all of my local establishments in the area. I would introduce myself, my business. It's about getting my name out there to every person that I meet and those that I didn't meet yet. So I think letting them know who I am and how I could help them, but in turn, just creating that relationship and that connection, attending any local event that there was. Maybe it's my town chamber or event or a fundraiser or whatever, just joining meetups, starting my own meetup. I actually did that recently, prospecting every chance that I got by using the skills that I had already developed on how to connect and how to create relationships. So really just putting myself out there and connecting one-on-one with every person that I run into.
As we wrap up, do you have any last words of advice? And then what's the best way our listeners can connect with you?
I think the best advice I can give anybody listening to this is don't ever think that you can't do this. because you can. Don't ever think that you don't have time because you do. It's what you do with the wasted time. We have so much wasted time that we don't even realize. So anybody can do this, but I think it's important that you visualize and that you really understand why you're doing this and not just doing this for, again, that end result of the income. You have to attach what you want that income to do for you or for others. The best way for anyone to find me is they can find me on Facebook. My name on Facebook is Dawn Barron, B-A-R-O-N, Ferrentino, F as in Frank, E-R-R-E-N-T-I-N-O. They can email me at dawnferrentino07@gmail.com. And they can also find me at my Schedule Once calendar, which you said you're going to put the link on the notes section anyway.
ML Nation, you're the average of the five people you spend the most time with. And today, you'll be hanging out with Dawn Ferrentino. So keep up the momentum and go to MLMNation.net and type in Dawn, D-A-W-N, at the search bar and the show notes. All the goodies, the links and the books that Dawn talked about will be right there. In order to be successful in network marketing, you must help others. So Dawn, thanks again for sharing your valuable time with ML Nation. We're grateful to you and we appreciate you for having a positive impact on millions of distributors worldwide. Thanks again, Dawn, and God bless you.
Simon, thank you so much. God bless you too.
ML Nation, really quick recap and review here. You know, I was so inspired and just proud to be a network marketer, to have people like Dawn Ferrentino on the show. Why? Not because of, you know, she had success so quickly in 3 years, you know, retire her and her husband, but the quality of people that network marketing is attracting. I mean, if you talk to her, you can easily tell, right, that she was very successful in corporate America as an accountant, even though, you know, financially didn't help her that much. She was very successful because she went in, just think about the attitude. 200% in the business, right? The tools she used, she figures things out. Just the focus, going to the events, hiring a coach, right? And learning not to be personal, not to take things personal in the business. It's obviously, you know, someone like that is what I call an S-type, people who are smarter or more successful than you. You know, this is someone that's probably a VP. I mean, she didn't tell me what her title was, but someone pretty high up in corporate America. And chances are, you know, if you're listening to this, you'll probably be working for someone like Dawn. But network marketing is allowed to attract people like her. And I just find it so super, super inspiring and just proud to be in network marketing, getting people like her. And that's the key to, you know, prospecting, go after your chicken list. Go after the people like the Dawn types who are successful, smarter than you, but more successful in career. Like, she did all that in two jobs and, you know, and two teenage boys and running the household like that. And if you can get these people in, your business will explode. And by the way, if you don't know how to approach them, I do have I teach you in my free training, the sponsoring workshop webinar. It's a 2-hour webinar. Go definitely check that out, sponsoringworkshop.com. I actually go over how to invite and get these people like Dawn to open up and look at the opportunity. And some of them, you know, like Dawn initially was very negative towards it, but as she started taking, and so her friend Alexis, which definitely check out her show, episode number 43, got her through the products. And through the products, then she got into the business. So really, really cool to have people like Dawn in there, because when I talked to her, I just felt like I was talking to one of my former bosses, former VPs, when I used to work for corporate America. And I was like, wow, if I could get them in, they would explode. And definitely that's what she's done in 3 years. Couple big key notes that I wrote down is she went 200% in, right? Don't give up. Just go 200% in. Another thing is, you don't need to reply back to text. This is something I do. You don't need to reply to emails, texts, right back immediately. You do need to have a balance. Like, if it's your personal time to recharge, like for Dawn, it's like working out. She's very, very into fitness. Do that. You know, it's kind of, I was like smiling because I knew, I used to be like that. When I was working out and someone texted me, I would take that phone call. Hey, give yourself a 30-minute break. Breaks are important, especially now. If you're not building the business, maybe it's different. But if you're like a go, super go-getter, you would sometimes, preventing burnout and also getting the family buy-in, getting the family to buy into the business, take a break, create some personal space where, hey, this is my time, relax, meditate, or exercise, and then when you get back to building the business, you'd be way more fired up. And Dornan was like a nonstop schedule. She talked about how does she do all that. I don't know if you picked that up on was planning. She had 15-minute increments. She built the business not 3 hours at a time, 4 hours sitting at home. No, 15 minutes. It was like 15 minutes, get it done, boom, go back to the job. 15 minutes here, boom, go ahead, go make dinner. 15 minutes here, go. And after going to the baseball game with her kids. 15 minutes at a time, but if you can do that consistently, you can do amazing things. Two other things, we talk about planning, but also nothing personal in business. Always have it NPIB, she talked about. Nothing personal in business. Always reminding that. So if people quit, it's not her fault, right? You keep going, keep sponsoring, and the winners are out there. And the last thing is, and it's just coaching. You know, actually, there's two more things. Coaching, she's always constantly working to improve herself. Not and in all areas, not just the reading, because she reads dozens of books, but she also goes to every company event. She also went out to hire a coach. You know, this is what top performers do. You want to be serious about a business like Dawn talks about being serious? People, top performers, hire coaches. Every seven-figure income earner, people earn be successful really quickly, have coaches. Michael Jordan had a coach. Tiger Woods have a coach. You know, Leo DiCaprio has a coach. They have an acting coach. They have coaches. Not just your upline. They actually go out there, hire independent coaches. She talked about, she had Jeffrey Combs, right? Excellent coach. He's been actually featured on ML Nation episode 63. She also has an NLP coach, neuro-linguistic programming coach. Dawn has these coaches to help guide her, and that's why she's serious, and then she gets success and results fast. Last thing is visualize. We always end up doing what we visualize, okay? If you don't, and for a long time, Dawn didn't have the vision. It was when Alexis brought her down on the front row where she saw the vision. She visualized that I can be on that stage. I can do that as well. That was the turning point for business. So do you have your vision of your business crystal clear? Do you see yourself on stage? Do you see yourself as one of the top performers? You have to have the vision because we always act according to our self-image. Anyway, this is an awesome show. I could go on and on. Tons of nuggets here. And it's so impressive. You know, someone only in business for 3 years. But it's really about her background. She was very successful in the corporate America already. And both her husband and Dawn were successful. And these are the type of people you want to get in the business. And so anyway, I'm going to end this. You have tons of things to apply already. Awesome show. Make sure you thank Dawn. Connect with her. And that Schedule Once link is similar to what I use. I use Calendly. She used Schedule Once. Go to the show notes page and check it out. It will save you lots of time in terms of scheduling meeting. You do have to pay for it. But hey, you get all the money back from the time you save, and time is money. So go to mlnation.net, type in Dawn, D-A-W-N, and the show notes will be right there. Check out her Schedule Once link. And also, if you like the show, make sure to leave a review on iTunes and Stitcher. They're really important. I know the Facebook reviews are cool, but the iTunes review are even better. It'll make me even happier. And actually, what makes me even most happy is share this with the whole MLM community. It's just awesome to get successful corporate people here on the show. It just shows amazing how network marketing is and how more and more people are getting into this industry, how it's more credible. And because we know that your multiple streams of income is no longer a luxury, it's a necessity, and nothing beats working for yourself. So go out there and share this episode. And thank you, everyone. Thanks to ML Nation for listening. Thank you for being part of this awesome profession. I'm loud and proud to be a network marketer, and I know you are. And remember, this business is about helping others. So go out there and have a positive impact on someone's life today. God bless you all.
Thank you so much for joining us today on MLM Nation. Head over to MLMNation.net for full recaps of every show, our training articles, and helpful resources. Your MLM success is waiting for you. So prepare to take off.